Yeah.
The whole same.
Just the same thing. Huh? Yeah. And what about, how would you describe the rain we had yesterday? What would you call that kind of a rain?
More like April showers, we'd term it.
Okay. How about if it rained a little harder than that?
Well, we'll just say we had a hard rain, yes.
Okay. Do you ever use any other expressions for that?
No, sir. No, sir.
Pour down or downpour?
Yeah, we could refer to it as just a hard rain.
Uh-huh. And what about if there's thunder and lightning involved in it, too?
Well, they call that electric storm.
Okay. And if it isn't even raining as hard as a shower, what would you call that? Just
drizzle.
Okay. Is there anything less than that?
No, sir.
And when you go out and look out here on the at the Walden Ridge over there, out west, Walden Ridge. You look out there in the early this morning. You look out there and you can't see the top.
We call it foggy.
Okay. And what is that stuff up there that's covering it?
Well, it's just a fog.
Okay.
But colder, but dampness.
What's that?
Dampness of the weather.
Okay, good. And if the wind hasn't been blowing and suddenly it begins to, you might say the wind is. The wind hasn't been blowing at all, and then suddenly it begins to blow. You might say the wind is.
Coming up a windstorm, might be, if it's blowing hard.
Okay. And if there's a lot of wind, you might say it's a windy day. Is there something else you might say?
Well, no, we just call it windy weather.
Uh-huh. Jack Roddy yesterday used the term airish.
Term what?
Kind of airish outside.
Oh, yes, I've heard that sort of. Uh-huh. That's from wintertime. When it's cold, we call it airy.
Call it what?
Not this time of year, we wouldn't call it airish.
I see. Airish is cold weather rather than windy.
That's when we refer to being cold.
If you get up one morning and you say, I think I'll put on a sweater because it's kind of what out? The weather's kind of
cool this morning.
Okay. And if we say the wind's been blowing hard and suddenly it stops, and then you say the wind is
subsiding.
Okay, that's a pretty formal term. Do you have anything a little less formal that you might use?
No, that's about it.
Okay. And if you look out the window on a cold day and you see some white stuff on the ground, it hasn't snowed.
Frost.
Okay. And when it gets that cold, you might say the water in the pond might
freeze.
Okay. And if it, would you say if that happened then? If that did happen, you would say the lake did what? The lake
frozen over.
Okay. And if, now, I would like the names of the rooms. Could I close this door? Would it be too hot in here, you think?
How's that?
Would it be too hot if I close this door?
No.
The noise.
Got to move that little thing back.
Other way, huh?
All the way. No, show it back the other way.
That's what I have.
It'll close the pressure on.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'd like you to name for me the rooms in your house, and if you could maybe draw it on the